And it's now a pleasure to welcome a guest by way of the Pittsburgh Concert Society. For years, we've been working to bring these very talented musicians to you. I see we have Joan Zelkowitz is here this morning, along with Arong Liu is here. And you're about to hear this high school senior from Winchester Thurston. He's 18. We'll talk with him after his first piece. Here is Evan Park.
Thank you.
That was Evan Park playing piano, Franz Schubert Impromptu Opus 142, number 3, was what he just played. Evan is a senior at Winchester Thurston, and I just put a picture, a short video of him playing on our Facebook page in the event you wanted to get a little sense of that. Evan, how long have you been playing? Did you start when you were very young?
Yeah, I started when I...
Come a little closer.
Yeah.
That's good.
I started when I was 5 years old. So it's been many years now, like 13 years.
Do you remember the very beginning when you were first learning, and did you find it? How did you find it as you were learning?
So originally, I have an older sister who was taking piano lessons. But what ended up happening is I like walked into the lesson because I was a five-year-old kid, and I just like started playing on the piano and I wouldn't stop. And every single time after that, like when I woke up, I just go and I'd go play the piano. And I mean, like, I was just thinking about piano, like, so much. I ended up basically stealing my sister's lesson away from her at the time. So my piano, so my parents were like, yeah, we have to get him to start some lessons. Otherwise, he's not going to stop, is he?
That's interesting. They say a lot of times, when you're about that age, you might already have a sense of what it is you enjoy doing most and that you'll enjoy doing as an adult, too. And clearly, you do. Have you plans for after you graduate from Winchester Thurston? Do you know what you may do afterwards?
Yeah, so I'm going to study in college. I plan on studying creative writing as well as literature. And of course, I want to continue studying piano as well. So that's definitely something that's still a big priority and a big part of me.
Yeah, and that's often the case. I know a lot of people who end up, there's no law that says you can only do one thing. And a lot of people end up having a lot of diversity and even totally different careers in life. What else do you like doing besides piano and writing?
Yeah, so I'm a very avid chess player. I play competitively. I've traveled like the world because of that. I've been able to experience so much through chess. I think it's a really big part of me, and it's also taught me many things like the competitive nature and how to deal with pressure. That's also helped with piano as well.
Yeah, and thinking ahead is important. And just I think it teaches you a lot of calm and patience as you play chess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Too. I think one of the most important things it taught me was patience, and that's really helped in my piano because it means that if I don't get like something quickly, it's okay, and like I have more time and I can continue to work on it until it gets there.
Are you able to sight read?
I mean, I can. I would not say I'm very good at it. Like if you just gave me a piece of music and it was like decently complicated, I would probably struggle.
I'm starting to realize I can't do that. And, you know, when I was a kid, I thought that I didn't have what it would take to be a musician because I couldn't do that. And I'm starting to realize only now that a lot of musicians don't perfectly sight read. Of course, it would be hard to do that, I think.
Yeah.
But I always thought, oh, that's what you do. So I would, decode these pieces slowly and then eventually at the right tempo and really work at them until I understood them. And I always thought that meant that I didn't have any talent, and I'm learning that a lot of people with a lot of talent do the same thing.
Yeah, I think there's sometimes there's a bit of a misconception with piano that it's about reading through the piece and like knowing when to play the notes. But that's really just only step one. And that's why sight reading, even though it's an extremely useful skill, is just a skill. It's a tool that will help you practice and it helps you learn the piece. But after that, it's about like how you are able to understand what is written on the music, like how you do like everything from the rhythms to the dynamics and like how you want to hit the keys, like how you want to play. That's the most important part.
I can tell you'll be a great writer because listening to you explain something that I think is kind of complicated, you've got a lot of clarity in terms of helping us understand what might go through your head or another player's head as you're playing. Do you have anybody you would like to thank, any instructors? Or we certainly want to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for honoring you, and you can learn more about their work at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. Anybody else we should mention?
Yes, my professor and piano teacher, Luz Manriquez. She's been, I've been studying with her for like 11 years now.
I think.
Yeah, it's been a while. And I mean, she's been so supportive, and like, you know, I've been a kid, you know, I was growing up, so I didn't always have the best lessons. So I really appreciate that she's been able to really guide me and like teach me like how you should play. And not only that, but I've been like, whenever something gets really difficult, she's also able like to help me through it. And I really appreciate that. In addition to her, of course, my parents for supporting me the entire way and, you know, encouraging me to play piano. And I mean, I can't imagine how it feels like because I play so many pieces and they're so loud and they just have to, like, I'm just banging away at the piano because it's, and like playing forte and they're probably trying to work. And I'm very grateful for everything they've put up with and everything they've helped me with throughout the years.
Well, and we should thank your sister, too, for allowing you to usurp her lesson. Do you have any other siblings?
No, it's just my sister, and she's a very talented and very good pianist as well. So,
what's her name?
Eleanor. Growing up, she was someone who I always looked up to as well.
Well, I'm glad you're able to be here. And you're going to finish up with another piece. Can you tell us its name and a little bit about it?
Okay, yeah. So this is a very unique piece. It's a contemporary piece by a Korean composer called Eun Suk Chin. So when I was looking for pieces to, you know, study next, I wanted to play something from my heritage, from a Korean composer. And I stumbled upon this piece, and she's a very interesting character and interesting composer. This specific piece is inspired by a form of electronic music production called granular synthesis, where you basically break down sound into tiny little pieces, and then you rearrange it. It's very interesting. And she studied with Ligeti, and so you can see a lot of influence in like the rhythms and the dynamics. That's really the focus of the piece, the huge dynamic swings, the very complex rhythms. And the third thing is how she utilizes rests. Silence is as important in her music as the notes. Yes.
Well, here it is. It's Etude number 6. Grains is the subtitle. And once again, here is Evan Park. Thank you. Evan Park. That was incredible. And I could hear what you were saying about the rests sort of being the notes not played are as much as a part of things as the notes actually being played. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I hope we'll get a chance to see you again, whether it be after graduation or sometime when you're home from school.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
That piece was just mesmerizing. Evan Park from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Awards.